Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I, sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens, listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things, strings. Those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies. Every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
I want so bad to smell the smell only our body chemistry emits. That brown skin mixture is heaven's magic. The love language through our eyes, because we just knew without speaking that nothing need be said. I want my evermore to be my forevermore, forever. Yes, holding hands and nights of just kissing all night. I learn what you teach as we teach we, because we're all that be in this. This black. black love and how we understand the imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in black love. I want him, we, us, to be of it. Because black love is like a spell of enchantment from a glowing star in far southern skies. Black love is family, loving everything African about each other and ethnicity, allowing each other to be ourselves, sexually giving each other what we need and want, morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams, romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship, and lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come, unconditionally.
Ridgemont Road, 64, 14th Ridgemont Road. It was a quaint little corner I used to roam to and fro. See, Mama used to flare her hands with a Jedi stance and blow. She was like a storm. Thunder would flash when her tongue would go, so I ran as fast as my little feet could go. And I would run. So many sounds would touch me as I traveled to and fro. Scents would hug my hips and douse me with dreary, since I would be so hungry, hungry for many things. Enticed by the dance that would occur between Sylvia and Ronald on Wicker Street. They would barely speak, just run hands down the thigh meat, place their wings on each other like angels. They were so immaculate with their sincerity. Her deep chocolate would wrap around his tall, tossy physique. I was enamored by their dance. So delicate and divine with her feet, so sturdy and muscular his hide. And they would collide on the withering side of Wicker Street. To and fro, my tender feet would graze the concrete. And I would pass by the Boricuas, or as they would say, Boricuas, Tatiana and Abel with the fleet. The Rodriguez family on Staten Road, they had their own rhythm. Their song was laughter and colloquial banter, slapping dominoes on mahogany. They wore with warmth on their tongues their color-formed seeds, growing cilantro and rosy-cheeked babies. And I would peek my head, coiled to perfection, seeking their elder son, Gabriel. Gabriel, who won my little fragile heart. It would morph into butterflies when he would smile. Teeth so bright it reflected starlight. His dimples emerged like craters on the moon. His sweat from roughhousing was like perfume. And a year sometime, maybe during the month of June, when summer's plumes were steady to bloom, he kissed me like pollen to bees. He kissed me like soil to earth. He kissed like sap to trees, and we were one, and we were the cool to breathe. I miss him. Loud as the sound of thunder striking oak, their music on Staten was no joke. To and fro, my little feet turned demure. My toothless smile matured, and instead of dodging mama's chatter, I walk with depth in my stride. And education was my motivation, and I wore it dang near with pride. See, I left 6414 Bridgemont Road, yet its smell, sound, sashay, dive, simmer sweet, sentimental cheats never, ever left me. I can still hear its rhythm. Can you?
You just heard Love Savvy with Bridgemont Road. And just before that was Danielle with Black Love. And the first track was Pharrell the Poet with Temptation.
Mommy's here. I sit between her legs. I scream in anticipation of the comb pulling through my ear. I wince in pain as the comb hits a tangle. Mommy is not too gentle. The frustration emanates from her. I don't mind the momentary pain. I am sitting between my mommy's legs. I am connected to her for this moment in time. The love I feel consumes me. Her focus is on me alone. The tangle has been untangled. The comb glides through my hair. The comfort that this simple but routine action gives is indescribable. She then scratches my head to loosen the dandruff before washing my hair. Laying on the counter with my hair hanging off the edge, water running through my hair. Shampoo is applied to my scalp. The rhythmic scrubbing is soothing to the inner her child. After the shampoo, the drying of my hair. Then the parting of my hair. The application of sulfur 8 mixed with hair grease. All done while sitting between her legs. It's a place of safety and perceived love. She must love me if she cares for my appearance. I deduce with my childish heart. Now here comes the instrument that strikes fear for my precious ears and scalp. The hot comb that straightens the most stubborn curl into submission. Hearing the grease sizzle. Praying it doesn't frizzle my hair. Leaving that burnt hair smell permeating through the ear. Now comes the best part. Torn paper bag strips used to curl my hair. It's a special occasion tomorrow. It's the first day of school. This memory plays in my head as I rake the comb through my mommy's hair. The feeling of love is overwhelming as I comb my mommy's hair. The roles have been reversed. I now take care of my mommy's hair. I stand behind her. She sits in the chair feeling the love with each stroke. I roll her hair with foam rollers with precision. It's a connection that can't be replaced. It's a natural progression of the parent-child relationship. I now get to pour my love into my mommy's hair. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
Never been a time that I did not love you. Even before I met you, I craved you, yearned for you in my soul. Your character etched upon the doorpost of my spirit. Your scent, your touch, your voice, all pre-recorded and stored in the banks of my memory. And the day that I first laid eyes on you, I felt a quickening. Though I had never before beheld your face, my soul knew who you were, recognized its mate. Finally, a name, a face, given to the love that I had waited for all my life.
You didn't know me.
I was just a nice girl that you would befriend and like, but you couldn't, you didn't, you wouldn't love me. You taught me how to let go and let you, schooled me in the finer aspects of pleasure, treasured the way I quickly learned how to please you, how I mastered the ministrations and made you come back for more. And my soul, seeking recognition and welcome, sought every imaginable opportunity and avenue to win you, overruled my common sense, and drove me to new depths of desperation, constantly running, fearing that any base I left uncovered would lead you to seek others. So I emptied out my cup, poured out every drop of my self-respect, pride, money, shame, gave you everything, and all I ever wanted in return was for you to love me back. But
you didn't know me.
Drank from my cup until you were full and I was empty. And then you wandered, listening to the call of other women who connect to your ego but have no connection to your soul. And their pomp and circumstance drowns out the soft, sweet melody of my devotion. And I am left standing here, ripped apart, devoid of my sanity. The barest threads of my heart remaining in a pool of salty tears, trying frantically to piece together the hopes that are now dashed into a million tiny pieces. And my soul still staring in the distance, calling for you, reaching out for a lifeline to hold on to. But you didn't know me. And in the silence of my solitude, with my will to live buried beneath my need to not hurt anymore, I give up the ghost, and now there is no me to know.
Taste of the wisdom and intelligence before I even ever thought about touching her body's lips. Her mind bled thoughts bound to the stars as her lips yearned for my kiss and her body trembled and quivered in my grips as I embraced her, making love from the moment we meshed. Every action filled with passion stimulated from the first hello. So when I first entered her mind, I was turned on as if her thoughts melted into musical tones created by piano keys and strings of harps and cellos. And the intrigue of such mystery surely followed, touching the soul and heart of this man that was once broken and hollowed. Across the celestials, our soul soared as one. No more man or woman far beyond the fleshy penetration. But once that portal opened, the yearn for a deeper connection that finally spoke. The The language was no longer spoken from the tongue. Our emotions and physical touch disappeared into the past, as physically making love that most experience has been surpassed. No longer wish for just your soft touch and sensitive tone, for we've taken what we've built and made so much more than just a happy home. Emotionally detached ourselves from this cold, angry world every chance we get to be alone. We became tethered in spiraled energy, vibrations bound as one. We shoot up and out, these human vessels, by the powers of the moons and sun. Truest and deepest depiction describing our love making. Good morning. Thank you for waking up today.
You just heard Love Making by Rebel Jones. And the second track was Gone by Rare Epiphany. And the first track was Mommy's Hair by Mama Donna.
Take your socks on at Epiphany Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just decided to go ahead and do a pop-up tonight. I went ahead and tapped an alum from the Small House of Poetry, Japonica. She goes by JP. That is the lovely voice that you have been hearing. She is the silent partner over there at Small House. Japonica, she does not like the limelight. She went ahead and did this as a special favor to Small House. So, Japonica, much love to you, and we appreciate everything that you've done now and in the past for Small House, without a doubt, lady. We're going to be taking some calls as well. You know, we're going to be doing, like, regular stuff as well. I've just seen a hand up. It just went down. But we're going to be doing this thing here tonight for the next hour and a half or so. You know, going ahead and stretching out a little bit. Sometimes when you have your regular show to go ahead and do, it could be a pressure that comes along with it. With these pop-ups, is a good way for us to go ahead and stretch out and have some fun. And we hope you guys have some fun with us as well. And let me go ahead and pull this person in right here. This looks like a familiar number. 815, how about you? Thought you about to say, I was on mute. How are you doing, lady?
I'm good. I didn't know you were going to do it here.
It was like a spur of the moment type of thing. I went ahead and tapped Japonica and went ahead and ran off in here.
I see. I'm here to support.
Sweet, sweet. Do you have any poetry there, Mrs. Storm?
Oh, that part.
Well, first of all, we got some good news, don't we?
Yes, we do.
You haven't heard?
I'd like to announce that the Small House of Poetry Collective has reached 1,000 followers, and we're able to blog now. So, as a group, some of us could individually, but now the small house can. So, woo-hoo, let's go.
We slowly catching up with your small house. I mean, your TikTok following that you got over there. Your TikTok following is pretty tight over there. You weren't, like, really manicuring it and nurturing it and anything like that either.
Oh, no, I'm kind of trifling when it comes to social media. So I try to do the very least, and just somehow some things pick up. And I got lucky that way. It was, I did not do anything special.
You know what? You are one of those people, you don't have to do a whole lot with this whole thing here, because people are already moving around you and all the rest of that type of stuff, and they see you just like, oh, they're going to Tina Storm over there. Let me go ahead and say hello and give her a like and a comment and all the rest of that and a follow. And next thing you know, you're like, I don't even know how I got 1,000 followers.
You're right. I know how that came to be, but I'm happy and I'm thrilled, and I'm so excited for the small house. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things going on there, too. You know, the whole thing with Black Lad is starting to blow up. We're reaching out to different folks to go ahead and do different things as far as that goes. People have been really excited about this young man. You know, sometimes I'll be having to tell myself, like, y'all know he is a character, but people's expectations of what they expect for him to be doing and stuff like that have been transcending that. And I've been taking it a little bit more serious because of that, too. It's a damn shame that the person who thought of this thing is not feeling it as much as a person who's looking from the outside. But it was actually a good indicator on what we had there. Small House has a lot of good things coming up, Gina.
I'm looking forward to it. And I wanted to shout out my brother Frequency, who did not realize that he and I are going to be at this Wednesday together. And he had no idea.
So y'all got booked on the same night?
Obviously, I went the same night.
Oh, that's going to be a smash right there, then. It's going to be a full house as far as a small house family, then.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I was like, oh, look at my bro. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, hell. Gina, let's go ahead and get this poem out to you. We might need you to go ahead and hang around, too, for the in-betweens. With that being said, Gina. Yes?
I wanted to give a little backstory for this piece because I wrote it some time ago, but I wrote it in honor of someone. And I wrote this actually for Natalie Alicia over at the Sikis Cafe, because as a child, she said one of the most beautiful sights that she ever saw in her life to date was this black woman standing at the corner by a stoplight as they pulled up to the red light. And she was awestruck. Her jaw dropped. And she looked like, I don't know, a queen, a princess, a goddess, or I don't know, an angel, something, but the most beautiful vision of a human being she'd ever seen was this woman. And I titled my piece Miss Lady because I saw a woman just like that. And I know it wasn't the same woman, but Nyla and I have a lot of poems in our lives. And that's one of them. So that's the backstory for this piece.
Oh, man. I think I remember you telling me about that backstory, too. JP, do you mind giving a good sister here the microphone? The dreaded mute button.
That's what I'm
thinking. You're talking on
me. The mic is yours. Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate you. I love you, and I'm glad that you're here. And with that being said, my piece titled Miss Lady said it. I don't know her name. She holds her head high. When she walks, she struts. She uses kind words when she talks, smiles often, laughs loudly. She's always on the go. Where to? I don't know. But she wears pretty hats, flowing dresses, and sometimes a string of real pearls, as a matter of fact. Can you imagine that? Very little makeup. Eyes or mascara and a little gloss. She's not one to flirt or floss. Heels click as she descends the stairs. seems to be floating on air, hair swept back with little care. Miss Lady is what we call her around my way. I'm going to approach her someday. I haven't yet. I have no idea as to what I say. Thank you.
Oh, I enjoyed this a lot. And this was about a woman that was on a corner. Who seen the woman?
No, it reminded me. Nyla saw the woman as a child sitting in a car with her father. And the woman was black.
Right.
And he was telling her that there's no way that this, you know, porch monkey jigaboo and some other slurs could be beautiful. And to stop saying things like that. So in that moment, she knew her father was wrong, and no matter what, she was going to love people for who they were and not the race that they were. Well, this woman that
right.
I'm describing, I actually would see from time to time in my day-to-day activities. I didn't know her name. To me, she was, if beauty were a person, it would be her. If I had to describe beautiful, if I looked up beautiful in the dictionary, it would have her picture. And that.
Right.
Something that Nyla and I had in common. Her woman happened to be black. Mine, beauty is a beauty. We all see beauty differently. And her
right.
race, for me, had nothing to do with her beauty. It was her poise. It was her grace. It was the sound of her heels clicking on marble stairs. It was the fact that she was wearing a string of real pearls. To me, that exuded class. It was the fact that her hair was beautiful. It was kind of unkept and then kind of upswept at the same time. I don't know if you can
right.
understand what I'm saying, but it was almost like a beautiful disaster. It was she was stunning. And so, yeah, I shared my story with Nyla and that piece came from it.
You know what? I have seen people that when you see them, even if they're well advanced in age, when you take a look at them, you can always be like, you know what? You've just been beautiful your whole life, haven't you? Certain people, you can just see it.
Absolutely.
No matter what their situation is or circumstance is and things that other people be like, oh, you know, I never go out like that, and they be out like that, and you see them, you're just like, you know, just been beautiful without even trying your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's true. And I also have seen pictures of people that are age. They're up in age now, but when they were young, they were stunning, and they did not see themselves that way.
Mm.
I think some of the most beautiful people that I've ever encountered in my entire life are the people who don't see what other people see when they look at them. They look in the mirror and they're like, oh, it's just me. It's not no big deal. You know, just don't do that. Or, you know, thank you, I appreciate it. And they shrug off the compliment. But the reality is, to someone, they're stunning. And I love that. And like I said, Miss Lady, I never met her. We never spoke. I don't know her name. She was gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's be the humility that makes a person more beautiful. I have seen people that, you know, traditionally, people like, oh, this person right here is drop-dead gorgeous. They are this, they are that, and the other. And the more they speak, the uglier they start to become to you. And I've seen some people that have been exactly the opposite way, have not been that traditional beautiful person. But the more they speak, the more their heart reaches out to you, and the more beautiful that they start to become to you in real time.
Yeah, that's true. The story. You're right. Yeah. So thank you for having me.
Oh, no, you ain't going nowhere. We're going to have her go ahead and we're going to have her launch the what's names out, and we'll do the banter. All right.
Okay,
we're about to go ahead. We're about to go ahead and get off into a little bit of this old epiphany thing here. Let me go ahead and find just the right one. Just the right one. Let's see. I thought by me saying that out loud, it was going to make it happen. All right, let's go with
this one.
It'll
pop up right.
Let's go.
Baby. healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see it. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scars. The scars that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bathroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your disused meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you're holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs or sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the scar. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind you is us.
Love Jones, I got love Jones, I got love Jones for you.
Ooh. I can't stop thinking about you. I doubt you know the depth of my heart. Deeper than seas, I want to seize every moment to touch you. In ways that change night to days, I crave your essence. It's like dope to me, doping me. My dopamine goes crazy when I'm around you. I found you between pain and insane. You change the way I think when I'm in your pink. You pull passion from your love pocket. You're my love Jones. Your skin tone butterscotch. Your sweat sweet peach schnapps. I'm thirsty for your back shots. Let's not go too far, but keep moving, don't stop. You got me scratching that itch for fixes. Just your smile's dial says it all. You're my favorite withdrawal that turned my wood to stone. Love Jones, my bones ache until I touch you. No one but you makes me feel this way. I don't think you knew, but I got a love Jones for you. Whisper loudly.
Dear love, thoughts and memories are leaking from my eyes down my face. I'm a wreck, and it shows up all over the place. I've been trying to hold myself together, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not doing a very good job. I see people who are related to me being put in situations that they needn't be. If a person who says that they love you will hit you, call you a bad name, or pull out a gun, that is not love. No, sir, ma'am, not for anyone. I've been emotional since I returned home. I've been lonely without you, and I feel alone. My body craves your touch, and I miss you so much. We're best friends, making new poetry and memories, forming a great bond and building a family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm grateful that you asked me to be your wife. I wrote this piece when I met the last man who proposed to me, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really have any ex-boyfriends, just husbands and fiancés. I'm blessed, and I know this. I don't take anything for granted, and I hope that it shows. See, every breath that I breathe, every beat of my heart, maybe my last, who knows? Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone, so I give people their flowers while they're living. I don't want to have regrets when you've gone on to be with the Lord, and I'm sorry, that's just the beginning. I've lost so many, I took so many L's. I lost people who were in their infancy of life and didn't even get to grow into who they were meant to be. So, more than anything else, I love my friends and my family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm so happy that God decided that once again he would allow me to become a wife. I can't wait to be with you again. I've been basking in the sun and the moon. That's your light where everything is bright. So thanks, baby. Safety is amazing. This passion is electric. We are polar opposites, yet it is magnetic. I prefer to love without fright, and you made me know it was okay. So I will do it one more again, and pray this time I finally get it right. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for listening.
Just heard Dear Love by Gina Storm. And just before that was Love Jones by Mr. Whispers. And the first track was Healing Time by Paul Cram.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
See, I am not competing with you. I have no desires whatsoever to win against you. Not because we are not in the same lane, but because we exist on the same plane with enough legroom for us all to crawl, walk, and run when it's our time. To be in competition with you would be to disrespect my own free will and let yours be the wills that drive my intentions. So, respectfully, I have no intentions of occupying the passenger seat of your dreams, but should you need a push, I'll gladly be a propeller. I am not competing with you. You are woman, I am woman, we walk the same earth, yet there's grace to your step, there's a swing to your hips that mine just don't do. They say I walk with a lick or bounce, kind of like the mandem with conviction. Sometimes they even ask me how I identify, so I tell them it is she who birthed me from her womb. He who raised me from him, the tangle with words I learned from them. A dragon spitting fire was groomed, genetically threaded to DNA sequence that dates back to the oldest civilization known to mankind, where women like you and I raised nations. So I have every intention of raising you, and if you so please, you too can raise me. Maybe together we can raise a nation of giants that trod gracefully. See, I am not competing with you. You are man, I am woman. There is no need to lie, a constellation from the same sky. I know with mutual respect we could both fly. And yes, I know sometimes you want to cry. In those times I have every intention of encouraging the pouring supply of healing waters the cosmos gifted your eyes with. I'll call you king, you call me queen. I'll be the eyes behind your head that you weren't meant to open until now. You'll be the eyes I trust to see ahead because, you know, I'm legally blind. And this one, your 2020 vision arrived just in time for me to resign to my third eye. So following you, I don't mind. To mind would be to question my own judgment. The confidence in me knows I'm dope as fuck, which makes you dope as fuck. So we solid as a rock. You be the rock and I'll be the gentle ground it lays upon. So what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition, and not the fiction of set conditions by the opposition on their television. For this mission to reach fruition, one must transition, turn the ignition to premonition, and overstand position is the only ammunition against a system of prescriptions that lead to addictions, which create juxtapositions of fallacious ambitions that only create distractions for distraction from the inborn manual of true instructions, intuition. Not the standardized institutions they call education, founded on unethical omissions of the natural dispositions. So once again, what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition. Welcome to the co-edition.
Sitting cross-legged, surrounded in sheets of loose leaf, snippets of poetry and prose, anything goes just so long as it's sincere. I want to see all of you, hear your soul, fold pieces of our pieces, play eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You spit my pieces, and I spit yours. Deep into the cushion of night, maybe we might find an us in our eyes, a we in our smiles, an embrace that erases the miles between us, a blush and giggles, while I wiggle closer, and closer still to fill your open arms with me. Breathe deeply, like home, like belong, like peace. Like the ease washing over me when you kiss me ever so gently on forehead and cheek. When you speak me beautiful and gift. When you lift chin, look into my eyes. Sigh, and then finally, grace my lips with a trip to where the drip comes from. I taste the sum of my fears on your tongue. The possibilities for something that feels like danger. Like the stranger I know love to be, plus maybes and what ifs, dangling from the cliffs of these mountains I've built so I won't fall into anything. Not love, not dreams, not anything. Tears sting the corners of my eyes and you wonder why something heavy has entered the room. Mon ami, my happiness is always doomed by memory. And these moments to me foreshadow a misery I am far too familiar with. You wanna lift my burdens, but I'm uncertain of our collective ability to do so. They are so very weighty. You would be crazy to even try. And it all makes me wonder why I stopped dating in the first place.
let's play with this a little bit. Let's see how we can make this a little fun. Let's go. Agape, a poem. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Permissible love comes without permission, an invasion of sunlight and darkened spaces, an antiquated image of jovial faces up against the plushy groove of grown gazes. The flush of Chicano's icy melting into mud as we rush with stubby legs into hydrants that rub like geisha's gush. I'm a child again, filling the facades like cascading moons, spilling into landscapes, making midnight royal blue. Blooming in bushels, blossoming into bosoms that grew with days. Wow. Facing the memoirs of sages as our thickly thighs get caught in the web of robust swagger and refined jawline. Second up, dimming and juicing as we start to tan in our pubescent essence. Bashful responses, the girded cheeks with dentured expressions of her meekness. Kindred kisses kindled by a sweetness. The his grandeur and mannerism, the taste of manna. Warm breath in the color of cream, the clouds and heaven flowing streams of rain. The rain we sought for, thunder would strike and we saw more. Dipping between the steam and bubbling with you met and hess up when we would feather into kissing doves. I could hear you like a blaring trumpet in between my seconds of transition and dream. You awaken my skin with memories of imagination, just thought of hands combing the definitive lines and curves of palms leave my troubles afar. Even share telepathic stares. The frequency of laughter, shofar stars and sunsets we are. And dwelling in agape, yeah. We are touching its womb, we are cradling its milk on our lips. We are dancing in a juniper, June, June, June. We are flaming in cool. We lift the bowls of its incense and dance. We illuminate like jade, jasper, quartz, and topaz. We are diamonds dipped in lemonade, golden with no words spoken. We are love. We are love. We are love, 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 love. We are love. And we love. Let me tell you something. That's so agape. I'm gonna play with. Peace.
That was Love Savvy with Agape Love. At the top of the set was Scenario with No Competition. And the second set was Rare Epiphany with First Date.
Good morning. It's another brand new day with you on my mind. I'm remembering our days in the sun when all that mattered in the world was you, me, and how it felt when your skin fused itself to mine. those times when we could never get enough of each other, and taking chances on trying anything wasn't even a thought, because we just had this need to touch, taste, smell, indulge in each other. When the idea of saying no to anything you wanted from me was foreign, because you were my sun, moon, and stars. And to deny you was denying my very soul. We were insatiably designed, completely fulfilled, yet constantly yearning for more. I was the nucleus to your every cell, and kinetic energy fueled us. Remember that morning? You know, after that night when we fell asleep on the sand, we woke up to the sounds of waves gently licking the shore. They beckoned us. So, in the sun glow of a pink horizon, you began to kiss me. Deep, passionate tongue lashings that rekindled the fires from the night before. I just remember feeling the heat of your mouth as you traversed my body, down my neck, across my collarbone, down my cleavage to my belly, nibbling my fupa just before you dived in to your favorite breakfast. Kissing her as gently as the prince who awakened Sleeping Beauty. I remember probing fingers and sucking sounds as the ocean waters rushed over my feet, and feeling my tide rise to meet it. I gushed onto your face from how delicious you felt. You latched onto me as if I were giving your soul sustenance. And maybe I was, because you left not long after that. So all I have now are memories, because you've gone into the ether. I always knew one so beautiful couldn't exist in this world for long. Now you're my angel, guarding my heart. And I know that with every pink horizon, you're there on the other side, till the day when time joins us again. But until then, remember, to the end of my days, I will always, always love you. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
No more poetry. Today I laid my pen down because no thoughts hit my mind. There was no way that I could find the quill to grip and begin to write these ambivalent thoughts. Now, ain't that a trip? The concept faded from memory that there was something that I wanted to say, something that I had to get off my chest, but I couldn't. But easy does it. These words don't formulate right away. They are corroded by the idea that no matter what I write about won't be remembered, won't be thought of past today. In other words, these words don't mean shit. They're pretty hollow. Because we have become accustomed to loving being mediocre, castrating our greatness for flip chips, dope whips, pretty chicks, and false bravado disguised to look like shiny new promises. Yet we still sell each other out like Africans trying to remain free while they enslave their enemies to supremacists on their way to the new land. So no, today there will be no more poetry. There can't be any poetry until we begin to break the mental chains that are still trapped on bottom of sunken ships, wrapped around the souls of our fathers that just yearn to be free. The souls that never made it to birth, that were supposed to inherit the earth, until we take responsibility for our savagery and stop recapitulating negative imagery and stop to hold each other accountable for the shit that we do as we pretend that we don't even see it. When we stop dehumanizing our women with misogynistic verses, raise our boys to be men to our families, show our daughters the true meaning of love thyself so that she don't meet men that reinforce the need to never date black men again and leave us for other women, and in some cases, men of other races, just to be loved the way that she deserves. When we define ourselves on our own terms and become the powerful sentients we know we are, when we go back to showing each other some love and respect to one another and not just for a few minutes because you heard this shit. When we can get past the pain and strife because it shouldn't take another brother's death for any of you to appreciate life. And we can get out of each other's own damn way. Then there could be some poetry again. At least I hope so. No more poetry. At least I hope so.
I use energy which should be given to my children to fight for him. Battling to stay with him, I fight so hard to be buried with him in death. A man who can't even cherish me in life on earth. When truly I've already died 1,000 times, likely more, the tears have outlived 116 pins. His focus shifted from my so-called friends to legends. And I still wait, and I wait, and I wait, and I hope and I pray for the shift to Gwen. As long as he's the center of attention and the sinner, I'll always feel like a beginner with him. It is a fight I can't win. I'm not powerful enough. Cheekbones are bare where a kiss should exist. Yet I fight to be buried beside him. To be buried. I fight to be buried with him. I fight for the shallow image, less love. For unknown reasons, for the empty, because I fight.
That was Gwen C. with Our Fight. And just before that was J. Rob, the Wise Son, with No More Poetry. And at the top of the set was Lisa Litt with Pink Horizon.
Appreciate you there, Japonica. Ooh-wee. You still there, Gina? No, hold on.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I was getting some feedback out of your mic.
Yeah, beautiful.
We're going to go ahead and see what 445 is doing. 445, I think I know who this is. 445, how about you?
Hey, hey, everybody. I'm enjoying the show. My goodness. My goodness. But I've been wondering, all these, you know, elite poets, and some of them got this music in the background. I'm like, this is a pop-up show. I ain't know nothing about no music.
Hey, you know what? But, since you talk about elite poets, you were number two in the lineup.
Oh, okay.
Right after Pharrell, Temptation.
Wow.
How you doing, Danielle?
I'm good. I'm good. I got a little bit of bad news today, but just send prayers for my girlfriend and her family. It's very much needed. And other than that, I'm good. I'm good.
We will do. We will do. This world that we're living in, they don't stop giving punches. It does not stop giving punches. But we do have to go ahead and enjoy the sunny days, too.
Yeah.
Our prayers and thoughts will be with your friend, though.
Please. And pray that they catch the monster that did what they did.
Yes, ma'am. Especially on that note.
Thank you.
How have you been doing, Danielle? I've been seeing you doing some of everything over here on the Epiphany. You're the hardest working woman over here in the Epiphany. That's for real.
I'm just trying. You know, I love y'all. I love my Epiphany family. And I just want y'all to know I'm there for you. You know, if it's within my power, I'll try and do it for you. You know?
How you keep your battery fresh, Danielle?
My battery? Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much a homebody. I don't burn up a whole lot of energy except for when my grandson is with me, which is about sometimes like 4-5 days out of the week. But other than that, I stay positive. I found some inner peace a few years back, and I refuse to give it up. And that helped me keep going, you know. Ain't nothing like it, I promise you.
How long did it take you to get to that point where you just had to say, like, ain't nobody going to bring me no peace. I got to go ahead and take this peace for myself.
It took me 30 years to get.
You know, some people still on that search right there. Some people still on that search right there.
I can believe it.
Well, Danielle,
but once you find that peace, I promise you, you will not. You'll do everything in you. With a, you know, to keep it. I promise.
Fight to keep it.
Yes. Yes, with everything in you.
I know you brought in something good for us. First of all, let me go ahead and get my partner up in here. Gina, where you at?
Let you talk to the partner next.
What day is it? What day is it, Gina?
Being a good partner.
She's my calendar.
I see.
Saturday. That's all she knows.
There you go. I'm trying to tell you. Without her, I wouldn't know what day it was.
I thought your calendar was broke. She tried to slip out on you.
I'm the calendar. Happy Saturday, y'all. I'm just saying.
Happy Saturday.
Oh, yeah. My mom said, I thought that you and Just Jay was off tonight. I said, Ma, this is a pop-up. She was like, I'm going to just mind my own business.
That sounds about like her.
Yeah. You got to love the mom. So, yeah.
She was
with the small house. Jay and I did the kitchen this afternoon, and my mom was like, yeah, thumbs up. It was awesome. The poetry was all great. She didn't have any cringy moments where she had to say, never mind, I thought I was going to listen, but now I can't.
Yeah, it was a good energy flowing through there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a little small crowd there to like close to the end.
It was so funny. I'll be honest with you. We had 5 people on stage. And I want to say at one point that included the 2 of us. And I kept saying to myself, we got a slow start today. And then it occurred to me, people are going to start crowding in. We got about 30, 45 minutes left. Danielle, when I tell you I did not make that up, I'm talking about it, 20, 25 people in the room, most of which are on stage, and we're trying to wrap in 30 minutes. I was like,
wow.
Where did y'all come from? Did everybody sleep?
Right.
Absolutely. It was wild, but we had a good time. And I'm with you. I love every chance we get to poet, you know, and I know that you help as much as you can, and you have been even helpful to us, especially in the inception of our show. So it's what you do is a necessity. So us praying for you, that's a given. And I know that you brought something dope. And like Jay said, this isn't about music. Those were tracks. So those are tracks that have been submitted, and you know to send your tracks to Just Jay Gina Show at Gmail, as long as it's an MP3.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's it. You'll be in the rotation. Like I said, he's already got you in there. So just send him another one, and let's make it happen. And we have you tonight. So with that being said, I'm going to get out the way, Jay, and we're going to give Ms. LaPerla Nick the mic.
Thank you. Okay. This is called Channeled Obsession. I am his black elixir, his golden honey, and he is my control freak. He gets what he needs from me, and he likes it. His essence shines through the mist of things like a fog light, and my mind is caught in his cosmic mist, a vortex of light and euphoric, erotic cries. My whole being is his erogenous zone. So much so, I sometimes feel lost as if I'm transitioning into the protoplasm of life. Because my whole being, I'm sorry, y'all. I lost my place. I'm sorry. Let me start over. I don't know what happened. Okay. I am his black elixir, his golden honey, and he is my control freak. He gets what he needs from me, and he likes it. His essence shines through the mist of things like a fog light, and my mind is caught in a cosmic mist, a vortex of light and euphoric erotic cries. So much so, I sometimes feel lost as if I am transforming into the protoplasm of life, because my whole being is his erogenous zone. He just has that big everything in a hidden vault energy. I always want him to come over here so I can make him feel what I've been blessed with. It's the promise of good. How I ended up here will forever remain a mystery because I'm not searching for where it started. I'm too much into uplifting, forward movement, and foreplay. So here's my confession. His taste lingers and requests my presence, always. I've granted his tongue full access to my pleasure center and custody of my soul because it is through him that I channel my obsession. See, I don't want to just continue seeing him. I want a continuance of breathing him, licking him, tasting him, tasting what has been created, because I'm a foodie, an emotional eater with a voracious appetite. And he's got my whole system in an uproar. Makes me super wet. Come to submerge and swim within me and calm my waters. And I said peace.
Holy moly, donut shop. Is he still alive?
Girl, so when they got any more of them? He got a brother?
I would need proof of life after that, Paul. I just heard you kill somebody.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So it's like that, hun, don't you?
I just, you know, it's a fantasy. A lot of my
when I hit protoplasm, I just zoned out, and you just took me wherever I need to be. After I heard protoplasm, I was done.
Okay.
I said, she is breaking the walls of sales in this joint. FCC need to hear about this.
You the second person.
Gina, what did you think of that?
Calling on me.
I know. You up here threatening folks with good times.
Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany Radio has no responsibility over pregnancies that occur during any policy that occurs tonight. I disclaim relief as such. That was
she going to take care of this baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody going to be on Maury talking about before my neighbor did it.
Oh,
that was
hot.
That's how. But you know what? And I say this about even about fantasy poetry because I've done it a lot in the past. And I would tell my mom this. I was like, oh, shit, there is some Negro at home right now, smoking jacket on, smoking his pipe in front of a fireplace with his slippers on, ankles crossed, listening to every word that I'm saying, nodding in agreement because that he believes that that is him. Then he's going to do everything that he needs to get me and ghost me 2 days later. But hey. That for that.
And he's rubbing his nipples.
There you go. And that one, oh, not the nipples. And that one split second when it's all.
Oh my God! Can we say nipple on the air?
You can say nipple. Or worse than nipples. Have you ever been to a honey dripper?
Okay.
I ain't never heard him say nipples.
Nipples is the worst of our problems. It's the least of our problems. That ain't, if that's your worst, we gonna make it. Anyway, please.
All right, I'm just saying. People start busting out nipples, then you know you got problems then, for real.
It wasn't. I'm good. That was a perla negra out here trying to get all, you know, slick on the word. Use the word again. What was the word?
Oh, protoplasms. She was.
Come on, man. Come on. Port of plastic. You know what? Let me just rub you.
You said port of plastic. What the hell?
What is that? I said plasma.
Oh, man. You're going to get pulled over by the Canadian Mounties, man.
I love it, though. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to fantasize, honestly. And when you have an idea in your mind of something that you would like or someone that you'd like or a place that you'd like to be, we have this vocabulary for a reason so we can bring things to life. Thank you for bringing that here. And you'll be getting a bill from my gynecologist. But, yeah. It's
and mine, too.
Levels today.
He's going to want your name and address, as a matter of fact, and I'm a big-time snitch.
And I'm going to get my prostate checked, so we're going
to go. Hey, you can do that without nothing, but yeah.
Oh,
Tanya, thank you for breaking the radio station for just 15 minutes.
Thank you for allowing me in. Appreciate it.
Oh, the radio station is now ruined.
Okay. Oh my God. For real.
Oh, what do you have going on? I know he is. I just seen him. I just looked down there like, ugh. What do you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Okay, well, every Wednesday night at 9, you can catch me co-hosting with my sexy, sultry voice, Diva, Mrs. VIP. And that is Wednesday night at 9 in Diva's Talk. Monday night, you can catch me co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury, in King and Queen's Quarters. And that is just bring what you like, bring what you got, Jerry.
All right. Now, you know, you and Sergio have been keeping my eye on y'all, too. I think that's the reason why the change that came about. And you're up here talking about people flicking their nipples while they're sitting on the phone.
What? I ain't saying nothing. I said protoplasm. I ain't saying nothing about no nipples.
How did nipples get involved in this whole conversation? This is so crazy.
You brought nipples, sorry.
I brought nipples?
Gina, get your partner.
I brought the nipples.
That kind of
reminds me of Meet the Fockers. Yes, yes. I got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me too?
I can't do nothing with him. He's trying to kill me too.
Yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
You can
milk your cat milking days at Motown. We about to let you go, don't you?
Oh man.
Yeah, you didn't broke the radio station for long enough.
Oh Lord. Oh my Lord.
Help me load. Help me
that's
load.
Cool. That's all right. I'll go in hiding for a little bit and then I'll come back when y'all finish reconstructing it.
Don't go too far because we might be doing a speed round.
All right. I'll have something a little less nipply.
I didn't bring it up this time, did I? I'm trying to recall. No, I don't think I brought it up this time. I think that was you.
You got it started. That's all it's for.
Mm-hmm. All right. Danielle over here talking about these elevator buttons, and we about to go ahead and set her to the side. Danielle,
all
we appreciate right. you. Much love to you, too. All right. We have 609, 443, and 573. We see y'all and recognize y'all. We're about to go ahead and crack open this 609. Seniors to Spittles. We got divine inspiration
yeah,
in this John Burrow now, though.
Oh, yeah, right now. Oh, we got all the people who are listening. Reese Snyder's here.
What's going on, folks?
Brother, I apologize about all that protoplasm talk that you had to hear earlier.
Hey, that's quite all right. Shoot.
I've
been cracking up. I needed that. It's one of them days.
We all good.
Absolutely.
This is how we keep the human race moving and going, man.
Okay. You can hear a whole lot more with laughter than you can with frowns and anger.
Paul, how do you stay so positive with the world getting how it's getting? And you're also a man of the word. So you've been seeing certain things that have been aligning. How are you staying positive, sir?
Because I know that no matter what this world brings to me, I know what I have at the end of this walk on this earth. You know, I could be walking down the street and get run over, get shot by a cop or whatever, but that's okay. They're not doing me no harm. They're actually doing me a favor. They're going to send me to my paradise early. So, you know, I can't allow it to just hold me down anymore because been there, done that, and it wasn't fun. So onward to better things. You know, and you got to try to see the good in every situation because if you learn something from that, that's going to empower you for the next time something similar comes your way and you've already experienced it, so you're already prepared for it. So that turned that negative situation into a positive.
I love it, brother. I know that you hear a lot of different things from different people that come to you. How do you keep yourself from going under?
By trying to swim as hard as I can.
You know, man, I love that
one of
too.
Us perfect. So I go under a few times. I'm refusing to go down for that third time. That's when you guys are, Jesus, help me. Throw me that lifeline. Because I can't do this no more. And I'm quick to look at him and say, Pop, I can't handle this. So I need some help.
Yes,
and
sir.
And he does.
Yes, sir. Well, brother, we're going to chop it up with you a little bit more after you get done with your poem. But for right now, we're going to have JP go ahead and give you the mic, and we're going to step out the way.
All righty. Appreciate that. This piece is called This Place, and I'm going to steal it from the studio.
Hold on just a moment. She's about to go ahead and give you the mic.
One second.
You there, JP?
Are you doing a Gina and have your mic muted?
She may be having some technical difficulties. With that being said, Paul, divine inspiration, sir. The mic is yours.
Yes, sir.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, Ken.
This place, by divine inspiration. There is this place of three hearts and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color, too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop. And odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, causes oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain from them, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arises in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread. And the enemy is loose, trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated, because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. Immediate return to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace would surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. Alas, but this will never occur if we can't united stand. And more importantly, return to the will of the great I am. There is this place of three hearts and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hearts and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hearts and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot. This place. This place. This place.
Man, that piece was right on time, Paul. It was actually what we were talking about before we went ahead and got off the telephone. I mean, got off the call and heard the track.
And that music, background music, was done by our illustrious CEO, For Real the Poet.
Man, dude was a hell of a producer, man.
Yeah. He had the nerve to try to tell me he wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted to do it over. I said, you ain't touching it. I thought it was perfect, just the way it was. It is.
You know, it ain't easy being a perfectionist, man.
Yeah. It's obvious, you know, when you see some of his jewelry and you know, everything that he does is just like, I guess that's an example of if you're going to do it, you should do it right, because he definitely does. He wears a lot of hats and he wears them well.
He pours himself into everything he does, man. From the jewelry, to the music, to the poetry, to the producing. So even the fish he got at the house. He pours everything into everything.
Yeah. You're so right. You were so right.
Yeah,
for an old guy, he's pretty okay.
Yeah. Gina, what did you think about that poem?
The wonderful thing about it is I heard it before.
Awesome. And it's necessary. Thank you, Gina.
You got us on speaker. I hear myself.
But listen, y'all have to call in tomorrow night. I have a new piece that was inspired something that was said on the Get Down the other night. And it was a phrase, a line that I said, oh, I got to write about that. And man, let me tell you, my daddy showed up and he guided me to write something I think is fire. So y'all come on through tomorrow night and hear this piece.
Yes, sir. I'll try to make it through there, but you know, I'll be having a living room at the same time. That's the only conflict I'll be able to check you out.
Yeah, it's been hard to make it because they don't want the recurring, but if we run a little over, you'll be into overtime, and we won't be in
Right. Because I know last week Gina made it with like 4 seconds to go.
She's leading it.
Get on her teeth.
Man, tell us about this show that she slid into, brother.
Every Sunday night at 8 p.m., Mr. Alonzo and myself host the Inspiration Factory, where we just have poetic praise parties. You know, we fellowship, we pray, we do poetry, we praise, and we just uplift God's people. We gotta start the week off on a good foot. So this coming Sunday is Retro Sunday. I want y'all to dig into the archives and dust off one of the old pieces. And if you see the event page, it's even that's like 6 or 7 years old, that the artwork on the event page. Yeah, and then the following week, we will be featuring Sincere. So y'all come and get some questions together.
All from Clubhouse?
Show the brother some love. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, that's going to be dope.
Yes, man. I heard him do this, a piece, was it Candy Baby or something like that? Man, I was blown away.
Sincere is a... I'm trying to figure out what this dude is. He'll keep on opening up a word through the etymology, and then he'll find these branches to go ahead and walk on to that's totally related to that, but it's taking them away from that at the same time. It sounds good in the ears, and it feels good to the brain.
Yeah, that's a God-given talent. That ain't something you can just wake up and try to do.
And he's coming here this Sunday?
The following Sunday on the 11th. Not tomorrow, but the next Sunday.
Hey, y'all be sure to get the Paul Cramps, Paul Sampson's tomorrow. And also next week also. Check him out, everything he's doing over there. Y'all can go ahead and get a good charge to go ahead and go into y'all Monday. Get y'all week started right.
That's right. And
make sure you wash the feet, because we encourage everybody to take your socks off.
I heard that. Get in between your toes, like you said.
There you go.
You're trying to bring a jam into the Lord's house.
Yeah. That's okay. He says, come as you are.
Come with the jam.
Come with the jam.
You just don't bring the peanut butter.
All right, brother. I tell you what, we about to go ahead and move forward. Paul, appreciate you for coming here, gracing us, man. But if that confliction that we didn't have there, we'd be there on the constant with the support.
So we can only do what we can do. I appreciate the spiritual and the moral support. So you still are supporting. So I'm going to sit myself back and listen to the rest of this program and. One love, one mic. God bless you all.
Man, God bless you as well, brother. You take care of yourself.
Thank you. I sure will.
All right. 443, we see you there. We're going to go ahead and do a quick break right quick. Gina, do you mind going ahead giving us a shout for Raw Links? And then we'll go ahead and get into a couple of tracks, and then we'll come back around to 443. Don't you go nowhere. Don't you put your hand down. And if anyone wants to raise their hand, you have to press 1. Also, if you're listening in online, you have about 21 minutes to go ahead and call in. If you do not call in before 10 Central, 11 Eastern, what's going to happen is the Blog Talk lady is going to tell you goodbye. And that will be that for that. With that being said, Gina, let's go ahead and get some of them old Raw Links talking about now.
All right. Now that Echo has left, this is awesome, and I'm so happy to be here this evening. And you had a lot of options of what you could do for Saturday night, which we're so happy that you decided to be here with us at Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network, which is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
DNA mesh at the same.
think that you feel the same about me as I feel about you? Did you know that as my love breathes, I can taste your scent? It flows into me on the air as it rides in the wind. Us is what I trust. We're a rhythm within a rhyme, a sun that brightens the day, an illumination from the moon that shines light on the darkest corners of life and its shadows. For love, for me, is delusional. But is it delusional? I'd walk through the rising fire and crawl inside the dancing flame, cover my eyes in burning coal, choke on the ashes, dust gray, just to be in reach of seeing your face. And for the rest of time, I'd endlessly go with you, next to me, by my side, to live a life. With you a life to live, to build a new tomorrow begins with the choices made today. A catalyst for conviction to never let this fade. Not even a single degree forever in a moment, each moment for eternity. Off of my lips, the skin peels. As I pray, we never lose our way or stumble aimlessly with a blind eye. And that will always rise from the twisted tormentors, the morbidly fake, and away from the stench of those who have decayed. You can trust me. You can believe that I will never make a single promise or utter a word about out loud to give even one vow to which I would not adhere. I can't even spell the word betray, let alone fling it around. No more distractions exist. Set forth with the purpose. No more selfish inhibitions exist. Set us on solid ground. Cast aside the righteousness. Cast aside their blinding lies. Fill up the fake with dirt, then let them suffocate in the water. So they're the only ones covered in filthy false pride. My heart is a pulsing life. My heart continuously bleeds. My heart, it never fades. Passion crawling on my skin, moving slow and then sinking in. My bones deep within. For me, it seems delusional. But is it delusion that love is a fuel for my fire? The darkest sweet desire, a pleasant burning artery, veins with a fantasy dancing on the tips of the rising flames. A selfless act. A conscious thought. A realm with reason, a bullet buried deep in the center of my brain. Delusional to think you feel the same. I don't think it's delusional.
You've got me sounding like espresso. Anxiously expressing with more fullness than I expected to. My hesitance upended as forethought is poured over everything I've said to you. We drink our coffee and pretend not to look at each other. A little foam the color of silence wants to cling to my lips. But I lick them, tasting honesty and ink, this poet's eventual hello. I call it sweet. Essentially Chinese.
Just heard Janice with Latte. Before that was Elizabeth Carpenter with It's Delusional. At the top,
Appreciate you there, Janice, sister of mine. Japonica is Small House alum, like I was telling you guys. She's also off into a lot of black social justice type of things. She's actually working on a project. I'm not going to get off into it, but it does concern about homeless people. She is a Swiss Army knife as far as different things that she does, and we appreciate you very much, Japonica. All right. Let's go ahead and see who this 443 is. How about you, 443?
Hey, you talked me up. It's essentially.
Oh, man. I think I just heard your voice. Let me go see if it, let's see if I can catch up with you.
That was weird. Hey, family. Good, good.
What about the good news we received today, Janice?
I know. I'm so excited. Our Small House of Poetry TikTok page has reached 1,000 followers. We can now go live.
We can now go live.
What did you
That's
say?
That's going to be interesting.
Donkey.
Full donkey. Full donkey must be done with the pinky extended high. But full donkey must be achieved.
Yes.
So how you been doing, lady? You been enjoying yourself?
Yeah, this show has been amazing for a pop-up. I mean, come on. I've been sitting back. What I love about this is I am absolutely getting to know some of the pieces. They are voices that I recognize from other platforms. Like before Japonica said that was Elizabeth, I'm like, wait, I know that voice. I feel like I know that cadence. Yeah. And your piece, like in the kitchen earlier today, you read My Pet Insomnia. And I know that piece. I know the recorded version. And so to hear it live, you hear the variances. It just brings this different, you know, this different experience in listening that I really enjoy. So I like both. I like hearing the recorded pieces, the live performances. It's been awesome.
How have you been keeping yourself fresh? These different things that are going on can be exhausting. How do you recharge?
I recharge by creating, honestly. When I'm overwhelmed, I need something to work on. So I'll pull a recording out of the archive that I don't have a video production for yet, and that's what I'll work on, and that's actually my recharge. I'm bouncing between books. So when one is overwhelming, I'll move over to the other book. And music. Yep.
Wow.
That's my recharge. That's that.
Do you ever get to the point where creating content wears you down or gets you to feel in a certain type of way?
No, my 9-to-5 gets in the way of me creating.
I heard that. That damn job.
Right. This is what calms me, you know?
A job
I have to do this.
Mm-mm.
And look, I'll sneak and I'll be over in the corner, like put my earbuds in and work on a video real quick. Nobody's looking, but yeah, this is my happy place is creating. That doesn't overwhelm me. The things that interfere with creating, that's what overwhelms me.
Well, our goal over there at Small House is to get to the point so we don't have to be working these 9-to-5s no more.
Yeah.
That's been the goal from the very jump. We're so happy to have you aboard. Did not know the benefits that we'll be reaping as far as you coming in, but what's been pouring out has been beautiful, the interaction between everybody. Glad to have you, sis.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Sister Gina.
Gina's track was fun.
You already know.
Your track was fun to work on.
Mine?
Mm-hmm. It was a recording from Clubhouse, your PCR recording.
Oh,
and
Pull Through Refresh is one of my favorite pieces. Oh, yeah.
Say again?
Pull Through Refresh is one of my favorite pieces.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you.
I didn't even know if it, if people would understand it or gravitate to it. But, mm-hmm. yeah, it made me happy. You made me happy because I was so surprised. I didn't know you were doing that.
I remember that piece. Like, I had heard it weeks prior, and I was like, you know what, let me find that one. It's been getting some good views on TikTok, too.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers game. Jay always looks at all the numbers and tells me, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that. And I'm thinking, are we? Yay.
Right.
We're going to sit down to have an analytics meeting so we all can get on the same page as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. It's funny how the tweaking of a small thing can go ahead and it's like, well, I only have to do that, and then folks start following it. Oh, come on now. Quit playing. Mm-hmm. That's too simple.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it can come down to exactly that.
We've been getting, like, some really good, like, what would you call it? Like, residual reactions and interactions is what I mean. So, like, some of the ones who started following the house and commenting, they're also reaching out to our personal, you know, pages and checking out our work that we have. So it's been, like, really, really interesting connecting with these new individuals who are also creative. That's opportunities to collaborate, so I love it.
Yeah. It's actually ripe for going through and doing collabs and stuff like that. Clubhouse, before the Thanos snap and 50% of the people went away, was like the Wild West. And the snap kind of went ahead and discombobulated things. They're still kind of on his head. But TikTok is even more so than the Wild West than Clubhouse is, as far as, like, you know, they're doing their thing over there, and they have a good, vibrant community over there. But there are a couple of things that can go ahead and come in there to go ahead and get it to click and get the post to really community up. I think we're going to have a bright future over there in TikTok.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What do you have for us, Janice?
This is actually a piece that was inspired by one of the conversations on TikTok. It was a video response to a comment, and we were talking about pen names. So I wrote about my pen name for this piece.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and make this quick, what they call that for folks, the public service announcement, PSA. If you guys don't call in 3 minutes and 30 seconds, you will be cut off. The telephone number is 319-527-6300. 319-527-6300. If you do not call within the next 3 minutes and 15 seconds, you will not be able to hear the rest of the show. All right, JP, if you could go ahead and get our sister Janice settled in, we can get the show to rocking.
Janice, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I used to have silent dreams, and for a while, it seemed as if this was the part of me that spoke freely. I would sleep with a journal beside me, and in waking moments, I'd write of all of those unspoken, stitched seams that kept me whole. Yet those threads were unraveled over time, some with intention that wasn't even mine, yet as carelessly. I forgot who I was, and that silence, it was my name, Janice, how it unsettled those tongues that attempted dismissiveness. I would pick up on it and receive it as entertainment. I'd thought to make saying my name intentional and essentially would continually remind me of exactly who I am, inclusive of all of the pieces that make me whole. It would emphasize an intrinsic nature that I no longer wanted to hide, not even for the sake of protection, not if it meant suppressing this voice that's already a little bit soft. I don't express with preferences in mind, not even mine, not if it means presenting a modified version of me. I used to be silent to dream. I used to write cautiously. I create to breathe, essentially.
Oh, this piece got to come into the living room. This piece is saying a whole lot. What is this piece actually saying?
So I was reflecting on the conversation I had with a friend when I was trying to figure out what pen name I was going to start using, in all honesty. Like, I started writing with Silent Dream as my pen name, and that was a nod to my writing process. I honestly wrote from what I dreamt about, and that was kind of it. Then when life changed for me and I stopped writing for like 10 years, when I started writing again, I only used my name. And so the conversation that I was having with a friend was like, well, what do you want to share now? How do you want to share? And the only thing that I wanted to do was be authentic. I wanted to share all the parts of me, whether it was sad or I used to get fussed about not writing about love. Okay, maybe I don't want to write about love. Maybe I want to write about long, but it had to be authentic for me. It had to be inherently me. And I'm a book nerd. I'm a word nerd. So I went to the dictionary, looked up essentially the definition for it, and I'm like, okay, that's me. So it's my
all
name.
All the pieces to make you whole?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the suppressing of your voice?
So sometimes. I love prompts, but sometimes when I write to a prompt, I feel like I'm supposed to, quote, fingers write a certain way, and I hold back on saying what I really feel. Like, I try to make what I write fit, whether it's a prompt, whether or not it's someone else's preference. I would make my voice fit. And so I don't want to write like that.
That can be tiring.
And I stop writing like that. Yeah, I stopped writing like that. It took the joy out of writing. Maybe that's why I stopped writing for 10 years.
During that 10 years, were you reconstructing the inside of Janice?
Not that whole time, no. I feel like I didn't know what I was doing for at least half of that time. I was going through a lot. But I shifted. So the other creative interest that I have is photography. I would read poetry, but I just wasn't writing it. And then music, I just shifted into other creative expressions. And then once I started to work on healing and just, I researched, I studied. I think I went to school too. That may have been when I was going to school. But yeah, I had to grow. I had to grow. And I was a little bit silent at that time. But I was patient with myself, though. It wasn't a rush. I didn't feel bad that I stopped writing. I just knew I wasn't ready to yet. That's all.
Sweet. Gina.
I believe it's integral for all adults to be heard and to be able to use their voices and not be silenced or say what they're thinking or mean or feeling. And I can imagine going 10 years without poetry. I'm so glad you're back, because if that time away and the hiatus that you had was because, I know life be life, but your voice is necessary. Like, I don't know if you know this. There's something calming about your spirit that makes me happy when I hear it. Like, I legit hear your voice and I'm like, oh, this is much better now. It's a beautiful thing, and it's necessary. Yes. So every time I hear you, I don't even know necessarily what the point you're trying to make, because that's Jay's job. He's supposed to get to the nitty and the gritty of what it is that you were feeling or trying to express, or what it's about, or what you meant. I like to know, like, where were you physically when you penned this? You know, were you in your pajamas, drinking your morning beverage, or... You know, this is one of those times when you were sneaking in, getting on your pen while you were working. Where were you at?
I, you know what? I honestly write in my room a lot after everyone is asleep. And I'm usually like sitting up Indian style with the covers all around me. But it's the middle of the night. Oh, and you know what else is pretty cool? So the video for this, I did it today. I went for a walk.
Okay.
So the video that you're seeing is just like me walking through my neighborhood. And I really, I don't know, like it felt like even though I was physically sitting here, I was taking a walk too, you know, just reflecting. And so that's what the video helped me mm-hmm. to show. So.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And I found this to be true for myself. I used to write a lot in my yard or, like I said, in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, outside period. You know, you don't have to be someplace spectacular. You just need to be one with, you know, the elements. You know, I like to smell fresh air. I like to walk. I'm allergic to grass, but I still do like to walk through the grass or lean against a tree or sit on a rock. So, yeah, I study on that. But sitting in bed in mm-hmm. dance style, you literally describe me every night before I go to bed. So that's a legit my position. Yes. Absolutely. It's beautiful. And thank you. And I'm glad there's going to be a video. I can't wait to see it.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, you know my battery stays on single digits, right? I'm about to drop, but not intentionally.
That's okay. Get some juice if possible. Oh, well, on my behalf, Jay's and JP's, we want to thank you for coming in and using up the precious juice you had left in your battery for this evening.
Exactly. Had to come to you and support.
Love you, sis. I can't believe my phone's out of life support right now because I've been intentionally charging it.
Yeah.
I'm doing better. All right. Well, we love you, and we will see you tomorrow because, you know, we're going to be in the living room. We know that. So, one love, one night.
One love, one night.
All right, my brother, I don't know if you're having technical difficulties, if you are.
Oh, damn, I thought y'all was just talking over me, but I was on mute. I thought y'all was talking over me. I'm sorry about that, Janice. I've been talking to her and everything else, and she's like, I got to go. I'm like, well, she really want to get out of here. Hey, how you doing? I gotta go.
But you're
okay.
You're not
this time.
This is
love.
This is all love. No, not this time. But hey, sometimes I will tell you.
Hey.
It was nice.
Mhm. Yeah, I was asking her. I want to ask her another question about that poem. She had talked about. Let me see. What did she say? She had said threads were unraveling over time. And I forgot who I was. I don't know if it was together like that or not. But let me see if she'll mind us bringing her back up in here for a hot second so we can get that out the way. And, Gina, I so thought that my mic was open, and I was like, well, they just don't want to hear from me today. Let me go ahead and hit it one more time.
Look, please understand, I live in that place.
Her mic's still open. Hey, Janice.
You can hear me?
Yes, he can. You just sit back in the gut, quiet. Now, what did that mean when you said that you felt that you were unraveling?
Oh, that's heavy. So, again, like my writing process, I talked about things that I was like dealing with more. So it was usually loss and stress, and those were the stitches keeping myself together, right? The relationship that I was in, there was a little bit of intentional unraveling that was happening. And so, you know, gaslighting, all of that stuff was happening. I didn't mm-hmm. realize it until I picked up on something that was being done intentionally that was kind of trying to make me think I was going crazy a little bit. But that's what I meant by, you know, some of the unraveling I felt was just me not being able to hold it together, but then some of it was intentional. And there are people out there who will target someone with a personality that comes across, quote unquote, soft, and they will try to, you know, break you. And that's what I realized. This person was trying to intentionally grateful. And once I realize it, I'm just like, okay, you're responsible for your part, but I need to pull myself together too, and I need to get my distance and all of that good stuff. But yeah, some of that was intentional. And that's why I said just as carelessly, I forgot who I was, because I had gotten so used to thinking that I couldn't speak up that it was forgotten by others that I'm not one to be played with. My voice may be soft, but I am not soft. So I needed to remind people, don't play with me.
I heard that. I heard that all day. Hey, that resonated with me too. I just had to hear what it was from you. Hey.
Yeah.
Appreciate all the hard work that you have been doing internally and externally.
That means a lot, because it is both internal and external work. I appreciate you.
Well, sis, you take care. And this time I'm going to try to go ahead and mute your mic at the same time as well. We might be doing a speed round in a couple of minutes here. We have one more person. After we get that person.
Okay.
Then we'll be going ahead and see if we're going to do a speed round. We see that there are a number of people in here. If you want to go ahead and raise your hand, you guys pretty much know how to go ahead and do that. Just go ahead and raise your hand and press 1. But until then, we're going to go ahead and hit up 573. 573, how about you? You probably want me to go ahead and let you in before you tell me that, though.
I knew I didn't hear that Wiley cunt say unmuted.
What's going on with you, Sinister? You good?
I'm fucking fantastic, man. You know, I was about to crawl in the departures of the Sinister Persuasion, and my auntie hit me up, and you know, I'm not out in the scene very much right now. I'm about to go live like a motherfucker, but I'm done being behind a fucking curtain. I only come out here for special occasions. And Auntie Gina, you've been with me for a long time. I love you. So here I am.
brother, I tell you what, man. We about to go ahead and get you this mic. It sounds like that you're ready to go, Sinister. I've seen you like this before, sir.
Absolutely.
You can go ahead and blow the top off the volcano, sir. After JP,
right.
JP, go ahead and get you the mic.
That's it.
This
is my first piece of the year. It took 29 days. I did a lot of musical parodies. You know, I'm working on the plays. So I don't force shit because I have to work to write. I just fucking do it. This is Crushing to Be Free. Standing above the land of the past, trying to find understanding, you're lying 6 foot below. World food passages show how lack of refrain is badly portrayed. A lackluster recollection of the sparsely laid good times as history morbidly repeats. And the sound of broken melodies that only recite the known, disrespecting thunder. Folly indeed. For the conquering of regret is found in the adolescent's curve. You gifted the crystal vision, you disregard wisdom for walls to wrap around falsities that can't stand time's test, loss and what was had. Discourse for future tidings, storm-driven only some time. As change evolves, our growth become washed clean, and you shall know drifters go. Many starlit fantasies will drive through your galaxy at night. Be cautious in the depth of despair, as it'll hang you, my dear. No friend is kin, and the roots be burned by callous saying your lack of truth. Scary. Lost in some awkward mental slag driven by chalices, corrupt concealments confusing your mind. Yes. The fucking lies. Cut ties. Not even blood-driven rivers can cast a shadow on my moon.
I discern chaos's nectar in the blossoming of the light. Sight, subjective relevance, deep inside, these things wanted. Can't find none physically obtained. Squirming provisions at hand, slide at the course of the damned. Such a wild horse, brimstone in young eyes, suffering minds. As decisions go errant in the dissolution of chatter behind weary eyes, muted love, tongue, loss, and slurred rhetoric as exhaustion bullied sobriety and submission again. Tell me, please, again. The freedom found in ridiculous rhymes lacking rhythm, they die. Dragged, pulled, barraged, risen to the crown of your contempt, sickly persuasions percolate. Satan's brew, as we see, sacrificial Chester bears lamb. She ran head first in such slaughter. My dear, I think this path will wait lonely for dawn as dusk hushed, got driven in stupid lust. And your decisions, my love, waited, shall crush the Bacchic breeze.
Well, bro.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? You were a lot more composed than I thought you was going to hit this with, too, Sinister. What's going on inside this poem, man?
It was a realization. Second year anniversary of my wife's death. Well, she's been gone, all my daughters. She's in chaos between both of the younger ones. And she wanted, finally coming home, wanted to go because it was that day there, my wife is buried with my mother-in-law. She's not really 6 feet under. She's about 3 feet under because she's an urn that I put her in there. I paid for it and stuff and then buried her myself, the mother. Anyway, so I'm standing there, and I'm thinking about all the bullshit I've been going through with these kids and the lack of respect across the board and the failure of understanding because a motherfucker wishes they had a father like me that was so goddamn real and upfront and didn't lie but didn't talk shit either. I don't talk shit. I tell the truth because the future is found in the discernment of the past, not writhing in the fucking past. Here we are writhing in the past and not standing above worm food thinking, about 2 days later, it came to me. I am an evil prophet. If you want to say whatever, I know because I understand. So this is my words of wisdom to her. Do what you can. But I already gave 23 fucking years. I'm done.
Brother, you know what? Fathers who are there at the house, they take a lot of flack. I just seen a statistic that talked about the fathers who live in the homes versus fathers who do not live in the home, as far as do the kids get along with the father that lives in the house better than they do with the father who is not at the house or not doing the things that a father needs to be doing. And the statistic has showed that the children had more favorable feelings about the father who is not at the house than the father who is within the house. So I understood exactly what you were talking about there.
That's what it fucking is. They're all about the 18. Running your own fucking bed. I've done what I can. Aside from me. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? It's, the arguments about time and this and that. I never asked you shit. But I stayed here, and I did it. So you want to talk about giving time back? I'm over time. I feel in my, not in my body, but in my mind, like I'm 24. Two again, like when I first moved out here, 23 fucking years ago, where I was and I needed to be loved and nurtured. Now I am, but by me, like it should have been in the fucking first place. And I have these responsibilities. I take care of my shit. But everybody else better follow the fucking line, because it's time for me. So watch the fuck out.
Gina, what do you have about that poem, Mel?
I have a difficult time putting me first, looking out for me. I always stand on my truth, but I don't say it the way that you do, Sin. But I will pat you on the back for this. Standing up for you is part of self-care. Looking out for oneself is a necessity. And the fact that you're there already is a wonderful thing, because they're working on that. I know I'm a work in progress, because I just, all of a sudden I had a revelation like, you know what, I need to take care of me. I need to fill my own cup. I need to make sure that I'm okay. I need to do what I'd like to do for once. So bravo for that understanding. It's not easy to do, but it is a necessity. And the fact that you're there, I support it 100%.
And it's not easy. I mean, it hurts like fucking hell. I'm going through, you know, hell, because, you know, but I know, especially my younger son, he just got out of the hospital, he's, you know, on the spectrum, that I can't give him the life that he needs, and he needs to have a good life. He deserves to have a good life. So I'm looking to, you know, get him into a community of like people, you know, and help him. And we had this big threat, and it's been really painful, especially with him and his sister. My oldest son, who he actually hated me, we're good. But the twins is really weird, you know, but with Aiden, unfortunately, you know, they're putting him in the hospital and taking that time off and having someone else make him understand that, you know, that's not the fucking enemy here, you know. He's been the one here the whole time. It's like I was on my walk today, you know, I did my – oh, Gina, you asked me about the protein shakes, right? So, yeah, I put them in my coffee every day, and then I go for my walk. I do 3 miles and I exercise, and then you go for another walk later with the dog.
That's awesome. 3 miles.
I've lost about 10 pounds, but I turned in everything into muscle. For the first time since I was like a teenager, I have a six-pack for me. And I'm cutting the meat, and I'm not taking any narcotics. I'm still in pain every day, right? But, you know, I'm clear-minded and healthy and happy. You know, I'm working on a lot of things, and a lot of things are about to go really good. So I'm very happy. Yeah, those have been a really good, you know, that's about self-care, you know, understanding what I needed to get through my day and continue to be productive. So, you know, because unfortunately I don't have a job and I have a lot of time, and I kill my creative because I missed being part of something that was taken away from me, and I'm getting that back now. And, it's cool. I'm really happy. So let's do a speed round. Let's get some more fucking poetry.
Hey, man, I really enjoyed that poem. And like I said, you were very composed during that poem. And it was a poem that you really could have had went ahead and exploded and did it in a volatile manner, man. So, yeah, I did notice that you took the poise and the time with it. There's something about men as far as how men do and what's expected of men. We're really, and mothers have this thing too, but I'm just speaking about it as far as men go. There are a lot of things that we do that nobody will ever say anything about. It's when it starts getting to the point where people expect for you to be on that stool is where it starts to become a little unnerving. When it's like, where's the stool at? And you know, they step right up on you. And they with the help of that stool, they are able to do the things that they are able to do. And sometimes we as men, we get tired of that. A little thank you or I understand everything that you've been going through goes a long way. Actually, trusting us to run our households is another thing, as far as like the rules that we established there. Because without no rules, you just have anarchy. And to kids, they may sound good because they can go ahead and exploit the loopholes. But we know as adults, when you have anarchy, your house is just a stone's throw away from being lost or tore down or however it goes. So, brother, I take my hat off to you, Sinister. I'm glad that you're staying sober through all this, because this is a lot of stress.
There's no life in that shit, man. All I need is Mary and my brain. I'm cool. I'm in a serious relationship with Mary Jane. She's the only woman that's never let me down. I'm a happy man with her. Don't balk at her cush.
Sweet. We better go ahead and get to the speed round. I'm going to set you back over there on the comfy couch. And, brother, we appreciate you for bringing that up in here, man. That was right on time. And we're going to go ahead and try to do some hard recruiting up in here. We have people in the audience, and we appreciate y'all for being here. We also have people with their hands up. First of all, I'm going to go through the people with their hands up. We have 445. Miss La Pearl La Negra, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm ready.
That's what I'm talking about right there. We have 609, this gentleman here. Divine inspiration, everybody.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Sound great, sir. 443, Janice, how about it?
I'm ready. I found my charger.
Sweet. You can go ahead and continue to charge it. I'll put you up there towards the last. All right. We have a couple of people still in the building, but we're about to get ready to go ahead and shut this down. Gina, you want to go ahead and get everybody cranked up with what's the rules of the speed round?
Okay, whenever I put my phone down, it's not on my person. Never know where it is. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go into our speed round. We're just asking that you respect your speech. We don't need a title. We don't need a backstory. We're not going to be giving any flowers or comments or feedback. We're going to go back to back. When a poet has finished with their piece, could you please land your plane and let the poet after you know what is their goal? I said in poem, in piece, you have a signature thing that you say so that one knows it's their goal. Please do that so that we can go concurrent and not let this train go off the tracks. And with that being said, we are locked and loaded for the speed round. Let's go.
Sweet. I appreciate you, Gina. What I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to close everybody mic. And as you hear your mic open up, no title, no nothing. Just go ahead and go with your piece. All right, JP, can you go ahead? Oh, I'm sorry, but I didn't knock off JP. Hold on. Oh, no. All right, I got you. You still there, JP?
I'm here.
All right, go ahead and kick off the speed round then by handing the mic out.
As long as there's water in the ocean, I will love you. As long as there's stars in the sky, I will love you. As long as the moon rises and the sun shines, I will love you. Paul.
I know I could be that guy, especially watching Punch, You Care Not, but Toy. And the fool, this heart aches, wanting what both desire. But I'm aware the fires burn, cold embraces upon calyx, tongues derelict in the one that is I. And I see clearly that which was done can't be unbent in your eye, the jaded mind once upon a last time,
bonds break. Under the relentless demeanor, only stating sneeze, I choke on wasted breath you stake, as it implies, so own what I wear as an imbecile shroud. Everyone loves you. I'm just a torn limb and the fallout of ghosts that were absent the love I knew. Betterment of candor I adored. Somehow vacuumed under rugs of thoughtless shrugs. Warn me of seams that split in the season we tumbled dry in the dare of a lasting smile. So wild, wild, wild. Liking the destruction in the name of your love. It knew only vain. I ignored warnings. Fuck! Call me all the things that swing brazen brass tactics on redemptive cartoon photos lost on the beauty of bodyguards, short of attentive reasoning tomorrow in fat-faced alleys, my pal, whistle. In corridors of pleasantries, here I grin in the conundrum of seafaring cortex, swim third world language, absent a currency that beefs divisional angels to show ways home. I'm so lost now. Not really. As apologies are lame without referral depth, you splurge hotel stains, urine-driven and disillusioned shame, feasting steely dimes and rotary phones, adjacent highway, shimmers, dip-stit, heaving on heavy portals, wishing mission bells of sanctuary no voice neglect, as I shy from regret. Feasting on beautiful faces leaves dry pockets internal, twisting pretty men on promenades of sweated candor. A lasting breath wishes to forget the riots of sequestered minds, far, far, far from driven. I lack sustenance in a feast of motley crews, drunken, chasing abandoned vehicles of thought. Find pedestrian worry and lacking need. We bleed. Lying here under painted worlds of starry, starry skies. Aggressive and predisposed, feeling short my wiretaps. Calligraphy and the poster emotion of your devastating sigh. Oh, they're wicked players. You knew wouldn't hold the side of our mind. Baker Betty and the bay, the Bakery Breeze.
So many times in my life when I saw no way out, up to my neck in worry and stress and a terminal case of doubt. And as usual, like most men do, pride, ego, and, well, stubbornness clouded what I already knew. There was, is, and always will be help found in righteousness. Lord only knows how many times that all alone thought process postponed my being blessed. How many times has it been proven to me that I'm not alone. I am not in this walk by myself. Despite how it looks or feels, I am heavily loaded in spiritual wealth. Something priceless, more valuable than silver and gold, or for that matter, anything else. Despite how it looks or feels, I am still a child of the Most High, eternally saved by the unfathomable sacrifice of Calvary's Hill. I am here to serve a purpose and to complete my task. And joy comes in the morning, and this bump in the road will not last. So despite how it looks or feels, The mercy and grace of God is real. Faith is the key to overcome. Victory is yours when it's all said. In the midst of any storm, it's your attitude that feeds an attitude of gratitude, feeds victory through it all. God is always waiting for each of us to acknowledge him, and his name is what we shall call. Your victory is in your attitude. Be sure that yours is one of gratitude. Call.
1-1, the altruistic nature will prevail, but one is unnecessary without the other. I mean, what purpose is served if they can no longer be or even touch each other? Her, rooted in provisions of necessity. Him, keeping the clearing and holding her up. They, created equivalently just as time began and built to withstand the testing of it. 1-1. They are the warriors of all that is essential, bonded strong with divine light spark, here to conquer the unnatural. She is Mother Earth, securely wrapped in the arms of Father Time, and she will always be his top priority because she keeps him grounded, stable, and protected. A wide covering of him is a natural trust, and through his protecting strength of her most precious gift, absolutely flourish, blossom, and bloom spectacularly, whilst returning necessary nutrients for the precious process in the continuance of this life cycle. And peace.
If I were, I'd be revealed on expanses of unlined pages, amongst those natural fibers of parchment, scented with sage, rose, and citrus, where your senses could discover my meaning in increments, where your mind is quieted and insight is delicately placed before you. And even in those instances when I've had hurt to hold on to, I'd inherently wrap it before presenting it to you. I am best understood if you've chosen to sit with me, letting the poem, letting me breathe, so that nuances aren't lost on you. I may visit a speed round, but never a versus. I see layered prompts and charcoal-writ cursive, and a hint of blue, and not that obvious shade, but the jeweled tone that you find yourself drawn to if I were the personification of expressions unspoken, my intentions with poor, soothing those who are ready for all of that necessary balm. I might even whisper, because isn't enough of this world already beaten into you? I'm not that kind of poem. I find sadness and longing and lace it with beauty, apparently. Then I'll listen for colors and speak of it visually. I'm the verses that you need for balance, for grounding. I may not be what you're used to, but you need to read me too, essentially.
Over the 54 years of my life, I've learned a couple of things. Some of them were lessons that I had to be taught twice. But I do know this. I learned to value important things while loving good folks. Because it's no joke. Many adults are privileged to be friends with the same people all their lives. Two of my past friends were men who made me their wife. I have an amazing family.
while I'm still needing friends to get me. I have a friend who checks for me daily, makes me stronger and better, uplifts me. One who will send a text daily and call weekly. We spend time together occasionally. I have another friend who understands the weirdo, that's me. Friends across the globe who help me feel whole, men and women of all races, some from amazing places. I'm lucky to have friends who are my poetry community and support and encourage me. Friends, how many of us have them? The real ones are few and far in between, because people don't people very well these days. So when asked if I have friends, I indeed do. I will raise my hand high, because some of my friends are all of you. And peace.
Where is that place when love like autumn leaves crunch and go, like a wind blown out on the breeze down the trail? I think love went this way. But love slipped me, treated me frigidly, and dipped down a winding path, leaving me wandering on a track that has long since went cold. But she did not allow me to freeze, because even love that is cold still can live from the air breathed when it's shared in the shiver between two. Two bodies stiff, rubbing like dry bricks, while chattering teeth knock and lips spew steam like a Campbell's soup stream. Having you here is good. Two diligently searching each other's person, absorbing every swatch of warmth, causing more intense shivering, whittling out forms with the blanket insulating, generating the jiggajoles until two souls start glowing like coals in perfect efficiency, intertwine and wove, bodies once stiff, now shoulder roll like kittens nestling into optimal position. If love is an action word, is there a greater love than this? As sleep starts to bray its nocturnal bray, two sticks well rubbed and rattled now smolder like embers ready to brave a night in December. Knees bent, backs arched, all limbs pulled into a shared center. And this is how two stayed warm on a cold night in the winter. All right, let's get all of these mics open. Let's get all of these mics open. This was a phenomenal speed round. We go analog, y'all. We got to put the hands together. If you want to snap the fingers, you can snap the fingers. Feel free, but we got to put the hands together. Seals can do it. We as people can do this as well. AI has not won.
No.
As long as we can put them together, Danielle. I heard some late bloomers back there, but I hear you.
Oh,
I want to see if y'all gonna get shot first. All right. How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Man, it was a good night with y'all. Does anybody have any reflections on the night before we go ahead and start wrapping this puppy up?
I wanted to ask that I wrote my piece during the show.
You wrote your piece during the show?
That one friend, but I wrote it during the show for the speed round. Yeah, I didn't know what I was going to read, so I wrote something.
That's dope. That's dope. It sounded like that was a piece you've been walking around with.
Nah, it was today old.
Right. I got to go ahead and give a shout-out to JP. JP, you holding up all right over there? Now, I'm going to tell y'all what. My partner, JP, here has said that, you know, she didn't want to do any speaking or what may have you. And she thought I had threw her the mic, and she went ahead and hit a freestyle for y'all right quick. She didn't even intend on going down that path. So, sis, I appreciate you going above and beyond the call of duty tonight.
Yeah, I love that. I love that piece.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
It legit was. All right now. Go, JP.
All right. We'll try to go ahead and last for you back to come in here once again on another day. But everything that happened tonight was stellar. Thank you very much for that, sis. All right. Anything before we get out of here? For real, really ain't going to say nothing tonight, huh? Oh, he didn't got out of here, too? What the word?
You know he always in the broom closet hiding.
I know. I done heard him blow that broom closet out, too. Oh, a little mood music. That's what I'm
all
talking
right.
about. A little exiting music for your viewing pleasure. Look to your left and look to your right. We'll be landing after we get up to this 30,000 feet. Put your trays in the upright position. About to go ahead and get some poetry in. I need to find that now. It's loud. Hey, can you turn it down just a tad? Oh, I'm trying to find it on here. I can't find it. Oh, I know what to do. All right. Well, we're about to go ahead and get out of here. This was a dope pop-up. I'm glad this was made possible. I appreciate everybody for coming in here and then giving us a hand with this. It wasn't heavy lifting because we had a lot of hands on it. The people down in the audience, we appreciate y'all coming in and kicking in with us also. Hey, it's enough love for everybody to go around. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry about that. I thought I had opened up your mic, Japonica, and I'm up here talking to you, and I figured you ain't saying nothing. Are you doing all right tonight, JP?
I'm doing good.
All right. I thought you was mad with me. I didn't open up your microphone. I apologize. Would you want to do this again in the future?
It's not the time.
All right. We'll go ahead and I'll give you much as time in advance as I possibly can there. All right, well, we're about to go ahead and shut this puppy down. It's been beautiful. Remember, get y'all raw links. Epiphany is the only radio station that you need. Y'all know all that, yada, 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 so on and so forth. Y'all people that's there, out there, doing the downloads and the streams, hit us up, justjgenashow@gmail.com. Talk to us about the show, whatever y'all think that might be needed to go ahead and make the show better. Go ahead and give us a holler. If y'all think we're doing a great job, go ahead and talk to us about that as well. But for all intents and purposes, this room will be shutting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bye.